And she wins a copy of Gandhi's favourite vegetable and a tin of daffodils. And now we say hello to Radio 4, who join us as usual at this time of day for our weekly arts programme. What's Going On?, which, unlike most other arts programmes this week, comes from the Edinburgh Festival. So here's your chance to find out what's going on with me and the Daphne and the rest of the Radioactive DJs.
Hi, Mike Flex here in Bonnie Scotland, as they say, with the Radioactive team. Right, Mike?
Okay, the new Mike.
okay, the new indeed, Mike, yes. Well, it's a blow brick moonlit nick the nicked on this beautiful sunny afternoon. Yes, as they say, Mike.
As they say indeed, Mike. Yeah. Got your kilt on?
No, Mike, these are trousers.
Great. Super.
Yeah. Okay. Seen any haggis yet, Mike?
Well, saw a couple copulating in Princess Street Garden.
But no haggis.
No.
Well, one of the features of the festival each year is the traditional cavalcade. And this year, Radioactive is indeed proud to be sponsoring the float at the very head of the procession. And I understand they're waiting for the word to round the corner into Princess Street and get the 1983 cavalcade underway. So let's awar the new Jimmy and join our man on the float, Nigel Pry.
Yes, indeed, and all around, thanks, Mike, here, Nigel Pry. And is it now? Yes, and I believe that's the sign, so let's all underway for the cavalcade 1983. Well, all at present going, but us apparently not at this present moment, with a slight starting problem. Well, still not a problem, seems to be on the tricky side, and as I speak, well, a narrow back street and literally no room for the party on both sides here, so angry voices. Well, all the shouts with get the move on bloody right now, and some marching gentle perhaps in the purple float. Yes, and why not a small push for the cavalcade, not a jet at this moment. Yes, another night and it's thanks very much, so perhaps a try for starting again. No, another push, super, and it's so cavalcade maybe not as such this year with the folks, but next, well, who knows, and with a few cheerful but stern looking towards me. Hello, chat. It's back to Mike with the studio.
Hello, there, wherever you are in the nation. This is Britain for a national local radio station.
Well, thanks, Nigel. Nigel Pry there, coherent as ever. One of the contenders for the much-coveted Fringe Firsts Awards, given out, as ever, by the popular Scottish boating magazine, The Yachtsman, is the controversial and politically radical group comprising solely of black lesbians and calling themselves Feminists Against Theatre. For our production, which they wrote and directed themselves, they refused to perform every day from 1 o'clock until 5. Here with me now is the leader of the company.
I'm not the leader. We don't have leaders.
The member of the company, then.
Come on. It's not a company. We're a collective.
Right. Well, a member of the collective, then. Mrs. Jackie...
Jack!
Mrs. Jack...
Ms.
Ms. Jack Chapman.
Huh?
Chapwoman.
What?
Person.
Right.
You've chosen to call your production by a name that's not normally associated with feminism or the world of human rights.
Yeah.
So why have you chosen to call it Lemon Sorbet?
Well, because of the political overtones.
And what are the political overtones of Lemon Sorbet?
Well, it's white, right, and it's supposed to be lemon.
Ah. Well, it must be pretty difficult to choose the best fringe show since there are over 500 productions here, including 150 productions of Marat Sard. But, as you can probably tell from the noise, I'm now in the busy Fringe Club, where all the theatre groups have come together to meet people from the press and from the media.
An adapter here, squeezing through the crowd to talk to Stephen Prosperoff, who's here, starring in his own one-man show.
That's right. I play the only character, and I also wrote the play and directed it. I also designed it and did all the lighting and also did all the costumes and the makeup.
I see.
And I also sell the tickets and serve the refreshments in the interval.
I noticed that the show has got some rather bad reviews.
Well, it's nothing to do with me.
Well, Well, here with me in the corner is art expert Brian Clamp up here in Edinburgh to give an award for the best poster. And I believe this is the one you've chosen, Brian.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, it's extremely powerful. You see, it's showing, as it does, a severed hand holding a bloody sword, while behind it, a dog is hung from a branch of an oak tree.
Yes. And what's it advertising?
Dr. Wizzy's magic puppet show.
Free tickets, free tickets, free tickets over here.
What show are you in?
I'm not in a show, I'm from the BBC.
And you're giving away free tickets?
No, I want them. Free tickets, give me some free tickets.
And now it's...
I'm the Happy Happy Clown from the Happy Happy Clown Show. In the Happy Happy Clown Show, we've got lots of fun and laughs. Yes, you won't stop laughing. You must come and see the Happy Happy Clown Show. Yes, oh, don't go. You must come with me to the Happy Happy Clown Show. Here, let me pin a Happy Happy Clown badge on your jacket.
What's going on?
Scottish playwrights have indeed enjoyed a history of success here at the festival, and this year is no exception with the acclaimed Scots Wahey by Alan McDougall, picking up a fringe first, and being selected unanimously by each one of the panel of judges. Well, let's just hear an extract from it now.
Hey, Paul! What is it? Can't see it!
Say, oh, is that a Miss Fishkin?
You got a big enough ass to throw an apple, man?
Huh? Get on with it. Well, there you have it. Scots Wahey by Alan McDougall, and we have three of the judges here who awarded it the Fringe First Prize. Albert Young, critic for The Scotsman, what impressed you most about it?
Yeah, well, it's rare to see a play deal so sensitively, I felt, with the plight of house orderlies in Scottish hospitals, and setting it in a casualty ward in Aberdeen, I thought, was a masterstroke.
Mm. Angela Downs, arts correspondent, do you agree?
Well, actually, I thought it was a study of homosexuality in a Glaswegian prison.
Oh, well, Jeremy Andrews, drama critic, there seems to be a bit of confusion here. Which do you think is right?
Well, I'm afraid I thought it was a medieval fairy tale.
What? No, but they were house orderlies in a hospital.
No, they were in prison.
Now, you wouldn't get house orderlies in a prison.
But they weren't house orderlies, they were printmakers.
No, they were goblins.
Goblins?
It was based on the Robbie Burns poem.
No, well, why were they in hospital?
Well, they weren't, they were in prison.
Ah, thank you.
For killing the pixies.
What?
Well, there clearly seems to remain some doubt as to the precise theme of the play, but you all voted for it, so that's the main thing, and it's on at the Assembly Rooms at 9 o'clock every night. According to this publicity handout, Scots Wahey by Alan McDougall is the amusing account of two Scots athletes at the Moscow Olympics in 1980. Well, each year here at the festival, many of the stars of tomorrow can be seen in the various university productions, and every student therefore hopes to be spotted, even if they only have one line.
Lord and Lady Postlethwaite to see you, sir.
Yes, thank you, Travers. You may go.
Lord and Lady Postlethwaite.
Yes, thank you, Travers.
To see you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Lord and Lady Postlethwaite to see you, sir.
Yes, thank you.
Lord and Lady Postlethwaite to see you, sir. Lord and Lady Postlethwaite to see you, sir. To see you, Lord and Lady Postlethwaite.
Will you get off?
Mr. Bloodworth, I'm Lord Postlethwaite.
Delighted to meet you.
Mr. Bloodworth, I'm Lord Postlethwaite.
Now it's time for Radioactive's
stuffed up, June.
Yes, I'm afraid I got a bad cold.
Sounds like you've got a bad cold.
And I'm supposed to give a talk to the Women's Institute today. But how on earth can I give my talk when I'm all bugged up?
You want to try this, June.
What do I do with it, Mary?
Well, you stick it up your nose and inhale, June.
12 hours later.
Hey, Mary! I think I'm home!
How did the talk go?
Talk, Billy? What talk?
How could it work?
Oh, Billy, absolutely amazing.
New Stickex, the addictive adhesive from Thrillkill.
You walk along through the city streets, or do you? Is there someone out there waiting to get you? They're after your handbag, your wallet, your purse. Be safe, or you'll be sorry.
Buy a mugging alarm from Honest Run. Good, isn't it? Here's off nasty muggers for only $5.99, and that's not all.
Soon as they hear you mugging along, Honest Run's vigilante squad will rush to your assistance.
They will leave you off your handbag, wallet and purse that tempted a mugger in the first place.
Now, you've got more to speak for nothing to lose.
Good, isn't it?
Honest Run, Honest Run, the others are a con.
Well, one show in the Fringe programme that attracted the attention...
Come and see the Happy Happy Clown Show. You won't start laughing at the Happy Happy...
Sorry about that. One show in the Fringe programme that's attracted the attention of Uncle Mike Stan, the kiddies' favourite, featured puppets and conjuring with jelly in the interval and going home presents. But unfortunately, it was described as not suitable for children. So he decided to give it a miss, and instead he's gone along to see his first ever serious play and record for us an extract from Hamlet.
My Lord Hamlet... Why look you so pale of a sudden?
Methinks I see my father's ghost.
Where, my lord?
Behind you! Behind you!
My lord, I see nothing. Surely it is not that.
Oh, yes, it is.
But yet, I tell you, it is there.
Oh, no, it isn't!
It is gone, and yet methinks it will return again.
My lord, I doubt it. We want the ghost! We want the ghost! Come on, everybody, we
will not come again. See, where comes that murdering fiend, the king, my uncle?
Yeah, Hamlet.
Hamlet, thy mother asks...
Where's Wishy Washy?
Hamlet, thy mother asks thee that...
Boys and girls, hello, I'm on stage now because we don't want him, do we? No! What do we want? We want a song, don't we?
Yes!
Now, all together, there's a tiny house...
I have a sword here! Shouldst use the
eye, shouldst, and make it a mighty blow!
In Gilly Gilly, I shall have a cat...
Well, one of the groups making quite an impression...
Come and see the Happy Happy Clown Show!
Sorry about that interruption. Well, one of the groups making quite an impact in Edinburgh is the Prison Theatre Company, the cast of which are all out on parole to perform their show live at Her Majesty's pleasure. The first time I saw the show, I was particularly impressed to see that it had a cast of over 50, but when I went back to see it again, I was somewhat surprised to see that the cast had shrunk to 3. All of them now handcuffed to uniformed police officers. So, if you want to see that show, I suggest you get along as quickly as possible.
Feeling good, thank God I'm alive. Listening to Radio X Live.
Radio X. Well, many of the critics from local papers are suddenly inundated with theatrical productions to attend during the festival, and many of the journalists are hard pushed to fit them all in. One such reporter is Alistair Scott of the Octomachty Ecclefech and Mercury, who reads to us now a typical day from his diary.
10 a.m. Haven't slept now for 72 hours. Sag Inter gives a job, a moving play about unemployed teenagers in Liverpool. In fact, it's the most moving play about unemployed teenagers in Liverpool I've seen since yesterday. I particularly enjoy the seats, which are deep and comfy with armrests. 1 p.m. The Norwich Polytechnic players present the Trojan Wars. This is a moving and highly realistic study of man's inhumanity to man performed in the round. 3 p.m. Surgeons at Edinburgh General finally remove the spear. 5 p.m. The New York University players present Brideshead Revisited. I leave after Charles' opening remark to Sebastian. Quit messing with the bear, you faggot.
Arrive at
Arrive at Edinburgh Airport for LSE militant tendency production of Grounded, a moving study of unemployed airline pilots in Liverpool. Great idea of performing it on a plane. The seats recline and have headrests. Propian. Midnight performance by the wonderful Kirita Kanawa, a woman of extraordinary sensitivity and dresses. Unfortunately, she sings, which keeps me awake. 2 a.m. Oh, God. Late night cabaret by the Strathclyde University Deaf and Dumb Vocal Ensemble. This is more like it.
Hey, yo!
Well, Mike Channel here, and I have with me Colonel Bagnot Walkshot, organiser-in-chief of the Edinburgh Military Tattoo. What actually happens at the tattoo, Colonel?
Well, there are lots of brass bands that march up and down playing music in tight formation.
Just brass bands?
You know, we have pipe bands as well.
And what do they do?
Well, they march up and down playing music in tight formation.
Great. Well, what sort of music do they play?
I'm not really sure. But whatever it is, it's played in damned tight formation.
What else is there of interest, getting away for a moment, if we can, from the tightness of formations?
Well, of course, there's the motorbike display.
Uh-huh.
Some of the chaps race around on motorbikes, jumping over things, all in damned tight
formation.
Leather trousers.
Yes. Are there any major changes you'd like to see?
Yes, there is. The audience.
The audience.
Yes, they're so sloppy, you see.
You'd like to see them in tighter formation.
You see, they come in willy-nilly. They sit wherever they want to.
You'd like to see them in tighter formation.
They wear whatever they want to and enjoy whatever they want
to. You'd like to see them in tighter
formation. They're a bloody disgrace.
Yes, you'd like
they
to
see them. They ruin the whole thing.
You'd like to see
them. If I had my way, I'd have them in
tighter formation.
Half an hour before the show and drill them properly.
Oh, I see.
To sit in tighter formation.
Well, back in the festival today, and Mike Hunt is really taking his life in his hands because I believe he has volunteered to take part in a dangerous magic act, ouch, where you have to lie in a box and be sawn in half. And I believe he's in position now, Mike.
That's right, Mike. Yes, I'm in position, and the saw looks pretty sharp, and here he goes, sawing through the box now.
Oh! Mike, are you all right, Mike? Mike?
Oh, yes, but I think my hand must have slipped. I seem to have cut this poor bloke's leg off. Really live and learn, don't you, eh, Mike?
Yes, I suppose so.
Can I have another volunteer, please? Anyone
else? We'll speak to you later, Mike.
Now a radioactive.
One of the perennial highlights of the festival is the appearance of the Cambridge Footlights. Now, this famous review group has been a launching pad for such up-and-coming stars as Peter Cook, John Cleese, and David and Bill Oddie. Now, Uncle Mike spoke to one of this year's Footlight stars, Dave Sparrow.
Dave, I expect you've got another wacky collection of witty songs and sketches lined up for us, yeah?
No.
No, that's very good, though. I like that.
I mean, we want to make people more aware of the political situation.
Oh, you silly person, you.
Look, we'll be talking about the bomb, yeah. About unemployment, about the third world.
That's great. And there'll be lots of jolly jokes about Maybolles and cream teas lazing about on the river, yeah?
Hey, listen, look, this image of Cambridge students punting on the river and going to fascist Maybolles, I mean, it's total fabrication, okay?
Now, I'm sorry, I didn't catch the punchline.
There is no punchline. I mean, the Holocaust is the only punchline left. I mean, there's no time for jokes anymore.
No jokes?
No.
So it's just songs, is it?
Look, we use music in the show as a way of conveying the folk songs of the working class to a predominantly middle-class festival audience.
Oh, goody. And are you going to sing us one now?
All right.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Political Exploitation. Fight for your rights.
I like punting on the river, I like strawberries in the sun, drinking lots of champers from Jolly Harris hampers, hurrah, 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 hurrah.
It's tiny house, that's
tiny house, by a tiny street,
by a tiny street,
where lovely, where lovely, where
lovely. Yes, student drama, thank you, Mike. Student drama is, of course, one of the main features of the Festival Fringe, and the age-old rivalry between the dark blues of Oxford University and the bright greens of Hatfield Polytechnic still persists. This year, Radioactive is turning its attention to Lucinda Lenin, director of Hatfield Polytechnic's Theatre Workshop, whose production of Brecht's Der Mutterfurke von Köln, the incestuous person of Cologne, she is presenting in its original 7-hour version. The group work using improvisational methods, from which they gradually form, over a number of experimental workout situations, a basic improvised text, which they then discard in favour of Brecht's original. The scene we are about to hear takes place in a busy main street in Shanghai around the turn of the century. On stage, to evoke the atmosphere of a crowded market square, there are two stalls and a milk jug. Tintin, the principal character, is seeking some rice and sweet figs for his starving family.
Good day, Chief Burgomaster of the town of Shanghai of the province of Sichuan.
A good day, civilian. How fares your poverty?
Why, I have not seen food in 7 days, good Burgomaster, save one festive crust I stole from a wealthy businessman's dustbin for my 7 starving children.
And how much did you pay him for it?
I stole it, good Burgomaster, as I have just now confessed.
Stole it? Then you must pay for it in possessions equal to the value of one crust of bread.
But I have none, good Burgomaster. I have only the clothes you see me wearing and a wife and 7 starving children.
Then you needs must steal to stay alive.
As indeed I have, good Burgomaster.
What? You have stolen from whom?
Mr. Zeng, the grain merchant, good Burgomaster.
Then you must pay for it.
Here now, the song of the poor civilian with a starving wife and 7 hungry children.
I am poor. I am a civilian. I've a starving wife and 7 hungry children.
Well, if you wanted to see that show, I'm afraid to say it's no longer running, as it closed some 20 minutes into its first performance. Time now to play a record, which is dedicated to some of the many, many friends we've made up here in Edinburgh. And it goes out for Iona Campbell, who would like me to say hello to Gordon McCorkadale and says, I love you, Gordon. And she also says hello to our very own Mike Channel. And for Moira Patterson, who also says hello to Gordon McCorkadale. For Gordon McCorkadale, who says hello to Iona Campbell and adds, what's all this about Mike Channel? For Iona Campbell, who says hello to Gordon McCorkadale and says, never mind about Mike Channel. Who's this Moira Patterson who keeps sending you messages? For Moira Patterson, who says hello to Iona Campbell and says, tough titties, Iona. Gordon's moving in with me, so you can just lump it with that crap-told old has-been Mike Channel. And for Mike Channel, who says, for God's sake, don't drag me into this. I'm a happily married man. If my wife finds out what I've been doing up here with Iona Campbell, she'll kill me. So there you are, for all of you and for Mrs. Mike Channel, if she's listening. Here's our record, which comes from the latest all-girl group to follow in the wake of Bananarama and the Bell Stars. Currently performing up here in Edinburgh, it's Banana Starters.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus, going on in all. We all go clap, 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 turning our boots, clap, clap, clap. And we all go along as we all get together for the marching song.
Move your right foot in front of your left foot. Then move your left foot forward in front of your right foot. Move your right foot back in front of your left foot. And you're marching. Move your right foot forward and swing your left arm. Now swing your right arm around the back of your neck. Grab your left leg, give it a sharp pull. And bring your right knee up smartly under your chin. And here is what you do.
Take an old song, clap one way. You can all sing along. Clap, clap, and
it's
beautiful. Complete your face. And you find that you've got your number one hit. Clap, clap.
Clap, clap,
clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap, clap
Well, that last piece of music from Banana Stutters just about concludes Radioactive's cultural roundup of the Edinburgh Festival. But before we go, here's our chairman and major shareholder, Sir Norman Tonsil, who, with a certain amount of gentle persuasion, has agreed to say a few words about how he has especially enjoyed spending his day here at the Edinburgh Festival. Sir Norman.
My day started at the Festival Exhibition of Modern Art. The first so-called painting in the gallery featured a woman with five breasts and a fish sticking out of her ear, which I'm pleased to say I nudged off the wall with my elbow. The second was supposed to remind me of the sea, which it did. It made me feel decidedly sick. Leaving the gallery, I paused briefly to thump a clown who tried to pin a badge on me. Then paid £3.50 to see the International Dance Company, who could only have been choreographed by a blind rugby player on a bad morning. I then thought, why not go to a lunchtime theatre show? Well, in fact, lots of reasons why not occurred to me, so instead, I decided to seek solace in the festival cinema. The film was shot in Turkey, as indeed the director should have been. And then thrown into the Bosphorus in a sack. Finally, I saw an unbelievably stupid play about two homosexuals, which was described as thought-provoking. But the only thought it provoked in me was that if all homosexuals had their bottoms sewn up, they'd die out. And I, for one, would have missed them. The day finally ended on a happy note for me and indeed the rest of Edinburgh as I spotted the happy clown limping out of the infirmary and chased him for 100 yards before stumping him in a back alley.
Radioactive was performed by Helen Atkinson-Wood, Angus Deaton, Jeffrey Perkins, Philip Pope and Michael Fenton-Stevens. Music was by Philip Pope and Mike Schilling, and the programme was written by Angus Deaton and Jeffrey Perkins, with additional material from John Cantor, Richard Curtis, Murray Hunter and John Doherty, Roger Planer, Helen Murray, Nick Wilton and the producer, Jamie Ricks.
In the series of exchanges between Radio 4 and Radioactive, and we hope you've enjoyed the style and quality of broadcasting. If you have not appreciated any of the content or have been offended by any part of it, please telephone this number to register your complaint. 01-584-2493. That number once again, 01-584-2493. Thank you.